Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Republican Senator Charles Grassley about FBI hearings and what's going to happen with health care.
The hearing is over after a few hours yesterday. Every senator had at least a 10-minute opportunity to ask questions, and then some took an additional 5 minutes to ask a second round of questions. And even before we had our hearing, I kind of was flabbergasted that we have so many nominees up here that are so controversial. I never heard anything bad about this guy from anybody or even people outside of the Congress saying anything against him, and that's very surprising to me compared to other people that are nominated for various positions. And then when we were done with the hearing, I'd come to the conclusion that this guy can pass almost unanimously, and maybe I wouldn't be surprised if it's 100-0. And then our goal is there's a period of time here of about a week that members can submit questions for answer in writing. Just as soon as he gets them back, and if he'd get them back within 10 days, we would put him on the agenda for 2 weeks from today. So 2 weeks from today, he could be voted out of committee and then come up on the Senate floor any time. And Senator Leahy said when Comey was up in 2013, the most important law enforcement agency in the United States shouldn't go without a head for very long. And so we hurried up Comey. And I hope the Democrats feel the same way about hurrying this up so we don't run into a filibuster. Now, if we run into a filibuster, we'll have the votes to break the filibuster, but then there can be 30 hours of debate after. But I believe that this guy for sure is going to be in office before the summer break of Congress.
And talking about Christopher Wray, were there any questions that you had?
Yeah. Most of them dealt with things that are unrelated to law enforcement, but indirectly involve the FBI. Some of them are questions similar to what I ask almost any agency head when they're up for confirmation, but FBI has a poorer record than most agencies of answering letters from members of Congress, and that's something I talked with him about in the privacy of my office. I think he knows how important it is not only for the chairman of the committee to have his letters answered, but considering the fact that this new administration is kind of signaling that they don't want to answer letters for Democrats because they only want to do it for committee chairman, that rules out about 80 members of the Senate not getting answers to their letters. Well, there's a bipartisan opposition to that, and I made it very clear I expected him to answer letters from Democrats or Republicans on my committee. We got that commitment. And then I think the FBI is very lax on protecting whistleblowers. And that's another thing that's very high on my agenda, to encourage whistleblowing, because they point out what's wrong about government or government programs or how money's spent or people acting in a fraudulent way or whatever you might say. In the final analysis, he said that he would do that. But I can tell you, Mueller and Comey, and maybe it's more the institution of the FBI, but there's not the proper respect and protection for whistleblowers. And then the other one was the independence of the FBI director from political pressure. And he made it clear to almost every one of the United States senators on the committee, asked similar questions. Whether or not, because Trump appointed him, could Trump have some influence on the work of the FBI? And they're never supposed to have. But in recent year, particularly dealing with Clinton's email, it affected both Republicans to get upset about it, and then later on Democrats to get upset about it. We've got it worked out. He knows how important it is to be not to have any political influence.
And then the other question I would like to discuss is health care. Where is the health care bill, and what do you see happening?
Dead? Well, it'll be up Monday and debated all week, and any amendments can be adopted. We don't have to worry about getting 60 votes in this particular case because it's done under reconciliation rules. So I assume Thursday or Friday next week, I expect we're going to have a final vote. I'm kind of pessimistic if we'll have enough votes to get passed. The new version, which is probably only about 10 or 15% change from earlier versions was just put out today at 11:30. So I haven't had a chance to read it, but I do have the document with me, and I'll be taking it back to Iowa and studying it over the weekend.
Before this version that came out today, did you support what was proposed?
Well, I can answer your question better where I'm coming from, because if you're asking for a yes or no vote, I can't say that until, particularly when you have an open amendment process on the floor, you don't know how bad it's going to be changed. But I know that 72,000 Iowans don't have health insurance, and that's pretty well documented with Wellmark pulling out, and we have to pass something, and I hope it's something that I can vote for, but I can't pass something that's going to hurt Iowans. But you can't do nothing and have 72,000 Iowans not being able to buy health insurance.
There have been talks about whether there will be a replacement or a repeal, just depending on the votes that are gathered. Would you support a repeal of the Affordable Care Act if there is not a replacement that's accepted?
Yes, I would, but if that sounds to your listeners like we wouldn't have health insurance the minute the president signed the bill, that's not the way it worked. You'd probably have Obamacare stay in place for another 2 years until we got some replacement put in place.
That's been today's Washington Page with Senator Charles Grassley, Republican from Iowa. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.